Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are, on Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. Yep. Again, we're together on the most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station. What I'm doing today is answering a lot of your questions that you've written me on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. You know, I always encourage you guys to reach out, and, you know, if you have any issues or thoughts, things going on that you'd like to resolve, most of these things are, you know, just sort of moral dilemmas and feelings, because we don't have a therapeutic relationship, really. I can't do that, but what I can do is give you some suggestions and ideas, and these come from years of working with people, and also from, you know, just reading studies. What works? What helps people? What kind of therapy helps people? And maybe just give you some ideas and suggestions that I've learned, okay? So, again, what I'm doing is reading a lot of your questions that you wrote me, and I've, of course, written the folks back out there. Thank you so much for emailing me. And I have changed some of the names as you requested, so you can keep, kind of a low profile. But, you know, we got millions of people listening here all over the world, so hopefully you're very discreet here. We're going to not let anybody know who you are and what you're talking about, because also a lot of these problems that I'm going to help you with are problems that most of us have faced. I always try to get the general ones so that I can appeal to everybody. All right. If you'd like to email me, by the way, during the show, yeah, you can do so. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. That'd be great. Or if you would like to, give me a call. That's cool. Give me a shout. If you want to go live on the air, you have some ideas, questions, whatever, that'd be really neat. Love to hear from you. The number here is 323-203-0815. That's a Los Angeles area code. You're here, baby. 323-203-0815. And so today what I'm doing is talking about things like how to talk about sex issues with your partner. That's really scary. Got to tread lightly on that one. How to approach it, how not to accuse, how to just kind of get kind of gentle into that. You know what I'm saying? Also, I'm going to tell you how to use what's called self-talk and self-thinking to change your mood, change up your life a little bit. You know, some things we suggest, that's called cognitive behavioral therapy, but I mean, you know, these are just some things that you've heard of, I'm sure, and sometimes it's not so easy, but you have to be in the mind space to just get into it. So I'm going to tell you how to do that. Also, as always, I have the question about how to deal with my guilt. Yeah, I got somebody dealing with a lot of guilt, and how to try not to beat themselves up. We all have guilt, by the way. It's just to the degree that really disables us. You know what I'm saying? Also have a great email that I want to read about a listener who says, how can I tell if a guy who I'm starting to date just wants to have sex with me? Yeah. A lot of people would say, oh, that's a no-brainer, but I'm going to just give this person some ideas about how to, you know, just kind of spot these guys. You know? So I don't want you to be paranoid. I mean, there's a lot of really nice guys out there. But just some, you know, things to spot if you're with a player. Okay? And okay? Did you like that? Okay. It's Los Angeles. I can talk like that. 323-203-0815. That is the number here. And Gmail, it's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Come on down. I'm here for you. So let's start. I have an email here from Greg. And let's go. He says, I'm feeling detached from my wife of 7 years because her interest in having sex with me is a lot less. We used to have great sex when we first met, and we're constantly doing it up until the last several years throughout our marriage. We're both really busy with our work, which takes me on the road a lot. She works about 10 hours a day and is tired much of the time. Now, on the weekends, we do some hanging out with friends, hiking, and try to go out to dinner and the movies. But she always seems tired and not interested in having sex with me anymore. I've never cheated on my wife, but have thought about being with other women just to satisfy my sexual desire and feel needed. I'd like to know how to talk to my wife about sex without making her mad. I don't want to get farther apart in our relationship and create a problem. Let's see here. I don't want to crave a sexual relationship with someone else. She just isn't into it these days, and the few times we've had sex during the last 6 months, she doesn't seem to be really into it. It's almost like a chore for her. So how can I talk to her? Oh, man, that's such a great question, Greg. Thank you. I get so many women and men who come to me with this question because, you know, it's a very common problem. Very common problem. And it's nobody's fault. It's just we all go through stages of our relationships. Sometimes things happen. We focus on the wrong things sometimes, like work and our stress. And we just take a lot out of ourselves. And then we have to ask ourselves why we're defocusing on not enjoying ourselves and being with that partner. And, you know, is there some resentment going on? So it's just sort of common to hear the not enough factor. You know, and Greg, listen, a lot of couples end up bemused and confused by a marriage that's just really dimmed in sexual intensity or frequency. They are resolvable, a lot of these problems, right? But you have to talk to your spouse about sex. So good for you. And, you know, we're going to get into how not to accuse. So here's some pointers. Let me just get right to it. Don't broach the subject in bed. If you're trying to come on and be lovey-dovey and trying to have sex with her, don't bring it up in bed if she's tired. All right? Because right before or after sex, when you're naked, is not the best time to examine a false or dissect performance. It's when we're all at our most vulnerable. Plus your bedroom, and certainly your bed, should be a sanctuary, not a place for, you know, grievances and therapy together. So choose a pleasant and neutral place. Maybe a restaurant that's like romantic enough and has space around you. Dine al fresco. Get out into the air. Make sure it's not too noisy. Just get some privacy and get a little romantic. Okay? Make a plan to talk about this. You know, I mean, there's always something to be said for spontaneity, but this is not the subject you should be spontaneous about. You know, because if you blindside your partner, you're more likely to make them defensive. So kind of give them a heads up, you know, say, hey, honey, I want to talk to you about some things and I love you so much. And make sure you kind of have time, whatever it may be, on a weekend. And hey, you know, before we go hiking or before, I just wanted to throw some, you know, ideas out there. And, you know, and it's really important to also, Greg, to look back fondly on the good, hot old days. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes a shared sense of nostalgia for what the two of you guys used to do can really be enough to lead you down the path of talking about sex openly. I mean, you could say something like, remember when we used to just spend hours just making out? Or I loved it when you used to just grab me from behind. It made me feel so wanted. And I really miss that, right? And realize that she may not automatically know how to please you. Even after 7 years, you know, we all change. You know? So sometimes we got to really talk to our partners about what we need. It's really common. You know? There's a really good book out there called The Long Hot Marriage. It's by Todd Krieger, C-R-E-A-G-E-R. And it's kind of cool because it's a good read and it'll kind of help you, you know, with things and understand why our sexual relationships change. I want you to also think about being clear about what you want. Okay. And if you're not sure what floats your boat with her, there's no way that you're going to be able to communicate it. So you just need to kind of jump and really say, I'd love it if you could. Let's just make out. Let's just hold hands. Let's just be closer. Let's just work into things, you know? And if a certain part of your body or her body, for whatever reason, is no longer a go-to hotspot, you know, just encourage her to talk about what is it that's bothering her, what she doesn't like, right? So, I mean, do not berate or belittle. Do not accuse. Wow, you're just so cold. You just don't do that. You can make I statements, and you can say, you know, I would love more touching. I'd love more caressing. I'd love, you know, just to be closer to you. I'd love to, we don't even have to have hot sex immediately. I'd love that, but let's just kind of get closer like we used to. Let's make out for a long time. I would love that because I miss you, right? And remember that your nonverbal expression, too, is really important. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to relax and take a few deep breaths, uncross your arms, put your arm around her, grab her hand, do those kind of things. Maybe she needs a gentler approach. You know what I'm saying? I'm not blaming you, Greg, but just some ideas, you know. And just keep yourself open and loving and, you know, come from a loving place, not of an accusatory or I need sex place. And this is not, by the way, a one-time conversation. It's not something that you just, whoop, check off a list, you know. Okay, next. You know, some people I actually see, we make a regular date in our therapy sessions to check in about all sorts of things, from financial plans to, you know, activities, things like that. And why not also set aside time to talk about your sex life? And that's cool. I think it's really a good thing. So just some ideas, Greg, for you. You can approach the subject. You can do it. Come on. But just don't get angry. Don't be accusatory. Because it makes people go into a shell, especially our partners. And she's probably kind of embarrassed about not feeling it like she used to. So talk to her about that. And please compliment her and tell her how beautiful she is. A lot of women, you know, we do have body issues. And we feel not as sexy as we used to. And it's normal to have stages, especially after 7 years of marriage. So, I mean, just saying. Okay. But thank you so much for emailing me, Greg. And hope I helped you out. This is really awesome. I'm also answering your emails right now, or your calls if you'd like to call in. You can email me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. We're talking about a lot of issues today. We're talking about low self-esteem, how to help your self-criticism and guilt. And how to spot a player, girls, if you're out there dating on the dating scene, you know, just some ideas there. All right. So it's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And also you can call live here in the studio, 323-203-0815. And we don't have a therapeutic relationship. I'm just giving you ideas, suggestions, things I've learned. And this is now from Anthony. And Anthony says, my life seems to be crumbling around me. I was just laid off at my job. Oh. And my partner of 2 years just broke up with me. I'm depressed and can't function right now. Some of my women friends keep telling me that I need to think more positive and learn about self-talk. I need to talk myself into a better place, they say. I don't want to take antidepressants. I'm not a pharma guy. I just want to be happier. So how can I get through this time of my life, especially around the holidays? I'm pretty depressed now. Anthony, I am so sorry you're dealing with that. Honey, that's, you know, it's really tough. I mean, you know, they say that just dealing with one stressor in your life, like, you know, breaking up in a relationship or getting fired from a job or moving or even marriage is a stressor, you know. All those things, having a baby is a stress. But if you have two or three in your life, gosh, you got to hang on tight and white knuckle it through all this difficulty. So let's do the thing about self-talk and how it works. Because, you know, I think some of your friends who are saying, come on, guy, you can pull through this because they love you. They're saying that to you. But self-talk you know, it's like you're not crazy. It's not like, who's that guy talking to himself? It's kind of cool. Self-talk sometimes is like prayer. It's like meditation. It can be simply stated like a way to override our past negative programming. So self-talk can kind of erase or replace it with like conscious, positive, and new directions. And it's kind of a practical way to live our lives by really what I call active intent rather than passive acceptance. So here's the thing. Here's the brain thing. When we self-talk, we have a way to give new directions to our subconscious minds. And we talk to ourselves in a different way. You know that little voice that beats yourself up? Oh, I'm not worthy. I'm not this enough. I'm not smart enough. I got fired because I'm a loser. And my wife left me or my girlfriend left me because I must be a whatever that is. But, you know, you got to consciously reprogram your internal control center with words and statements, which are more effective. They got to be a little more helpful to every part of your brain. Because when we talk, we have a way to give new directions to us, to our subconscious. Gets in there and then comes out into the conscious brain. So self-talk statements paint a new internal picture of our lives. You know, it kind of helps us to be what we'd like to be. You know, so to optimize our self-talk, we need to override that old negative programming. We need to erase or replace it with conscious, positive new directions. And so, you know, there are different levels, they say, of self-talk. So I'm going to share that with you just a little bit, Anthony. Okay. So you can kind of reframe your life from crumbling around you to, wow, my life journey is changing and I need to see what I can learn from this. And deeply feel these feelings and it's going to be okay and I'll survive. I will survive. So level one self-talk, Anthony, it's called the level of negative acceptance. And this is sort of dominated by thoughts like, I can't. I could never do that. I'm tired. I'm not good enough. That things like that, those gems, you know? And this is like the dominant form of self-talk for most people. So we need to work on that. So level two of self-talk, it's the level of recognition we need to change. This is dominated by phrases like, I need to, I should be. It's a little better than level one, but not where we want to spend our time, you know? Level three of self-talk, it's the level of decision to change. Aha! It consists of phrases like, you know, I no longer want to do this. I no longer want to feel bad. Now you're committed to change and you kind of get clear on what you're going to stop doing and say things like, I never put off doing things that are important. I no longer want to feel bad about myself. I no longer want to feel bad about myself because I got laid off. Okay. And level four, self-talk. It's the level of the better you. Now, this is the most powerful kind of self-talk. This is all about I am statements like I am in control of my life. I am okay. I am healthy, energetic, enthusiastic. I'm going to go for it. I am going to get another job. Okay? Maybe I should take a look at some of the things I learned from this past job. I am not a failure. I worked. I'm a smart person. I am going to get someone else who loves me for me, not that girlfriend who dumped me and always accused me. So, this is the self-talk that challenges us to do battle with our fears and end up the victor, you know? This is the level that we want to spend most of our time, and we optimize and actualize. And so a quick look at level five, by the way. So this is going to help you out, Anthony, too. It's the universal affirmation. And I know you've heard me talk about, you know, putting things out into the universe, right? It's that level that higher functioning people who are in touch with who they are and the higher power within them or without them, and you don't have to be religious, who experience oneness and appreciation of who they are in their hearts, whether it's God, whether it's your religious leader, whether it's whatever it is, it's an awesome feeling of appreciation of being conscious and going through these experiences on this planet, good or bad. So it's really important to establish a solid relationship with ourselves, and appreciate who we are and be okay with that. We all have faults. No problem. So take a moment to imagine the rest of your life, Anthony, with your current self-talk. I'm not good enough. I'm dumb. I got fired. No one loves me. I'll never find a woman. I'll never find a good job. Now, imagine the rest of your life with the super empowered self-talk that we talked about. Okay? Just think about that. It's your choice. Write them down. Write down some phrases that are, you know what? I am a good guy. I really am. This is Dr. Michelle, right here on the couch with you on LA Talk Radio. And we're doing live today, and I'm answering a lot of your questions, which is really fun, because I really appreciate that, you know, you guys are reaching out to me online. And also, I'm encouraging you to call me at 323, that's the number. Looking at my own zip code here in my own area code on my phone. 323-203-0815 here in Los Angeles. Love to hear from you guys if you have questions or comments. And by the way, we don't have a therapeutic relationship, but I'm just helping you out, giving you some suggestions and ideas, and trying to, you know, trying to just let you know what I've learned through reading studies about what helps people. So we actually do have a caller on the line right now, and we're going to pull it up and see who this is. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Dr. Michelle.
How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Michelle, this is Jeremy. How you doing?
Good, Jeremy. How are you today?
Good, good. You know, I love your show on the couch. I listen every Friday.
Thank you.
You really helped me out with a lot of things, and, you know, I've emailed you a couple times.
Oh,
I thought I'd call in today.
That's great.
You know, I figured you could help me out with it. You were talking about positive affirmations. You were talking about, you know, speaking to yourself, speaking to yourself the way that you want to create your reality. It's almost like you're speaking your reality into existence.
Yes.
It's kind of that's along the lines of some of the things that you said, you know.
Yeah.
I have read the book The Secret.
Oh, cool. Did you like that?
Oh, I loved it. Actually, Doc, that book changed my life.
Wow.
It was that book that got me introduced to the teachings of a gentleman by the name of Bob Proctor.
He's awesome. Yeah.
You do? Oh, yes. You do know? Okay. So,
oh, yeah.
Basically, what they teach is that you can create your reality by focusing your thoughts in a certain way. And I'm listening to your show today, and I hear you talking about affirmations and you know, tying to yourself and, you know, dealing with certain struggles and not letting people talk down to you or tell you certain things about yourself that you don't think is true, but other people see.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying to you, Doc, is how could I in my relationship, you know, with the woman that I'm with right now?
Yeah.
How could I convey the message to her that, you know, I love her and I appreciate, you know, where we're at, but I do think that she needs to practice a little bit more of her own self affirmation, as you were just saying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like maybe she is holding me down a little bit because she is not choosing to work on herself, where I am choosing to work on myself and figure more out about what makes me happy and who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
She's very consumed with, you know, the physical, you know, looking pretty, and she always getting her hair done and going with her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
So I have nothing wrong with that. I love that, and it's good to have self-respect and hygiene, but, you know, I just want her to have a little bit more focus on the internal than the external.
Yes. Yes.
And I've been trying to do a lot of visualization,
and
you could call it meditation in its own form,
right,
where I'm praying that she sees what I'm seeing, because I don't want to leave her, but I don't know how to manifest her doing good for herself so we can live the life
mm-hmm.
that we know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I really think I'm understanding what you're saying. And have you shared with this with her before? Have you told her that, you know?
Her name's Jasmine.
Have you told Jasmine that that you practice? Has she practiced meditation with you and kind of self inside? Have you shown her what you've learned and shared with her all the things that you've learned from, you know, like books like The Secret and things like that, Bob Proctor? And sounds like you're into the law of attraction because that's what The Secret's all about.
Yes.
Have you shared that with her?
Yes, absolutely. I tried my best, but you know, it's like she don't care about it. You know,
yeah,
she got other
yeah.
things on her mind. She works all day. She comes home. She goes, I'm tired. You know, she just wants to watch TV, do her nails, relax. And like I said, I don't have a problem with that. I just wish she had a little bit more desire to learn more about her own self-empowerment.
Yeah.
You know, because I have recently learned the power of focusing on self-empowerment.
Yeah.
And if you are not focusing on your self-empowerment, then you are sacrificing the greatest gift that God has offered to you.
Well, that's beautiful.
I just don't know what to do in this situation, Doc. How do I manifest a relationship? See, I don't want to manifest another relationship. I just want to manifest her.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, focusing a little bit more on herself we can be a better match.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying, and
I don't know what to do, Doc. Like,
well,
what?
Here's the thing. I'll tell you what. We can't fix anybody else. We can't change anybody else. We can't control anybody else. We can try through, you know, certain manipulative tools, but you don't want to do that because that's sneaky and shady.
That's wrong.
You don't want to control.
And I'm just doing that to myself.
So that's
my
right. Exactly. So here's the thing. You can't control anyone else. You can only express to someone who you see who may be not living a similar life to you and who may have lower self-esteem, it sounds like you're saying to me, and who's not kind of on the same vibe as you. You know, you can only share with them to explore some of these higher things. You can, you know, watch The Secret movie with her. There's another great movie that I always want people to watch. It's called What the Bleep Do We Know?
I'll write that one down.
Yeah. It's one of the great ones. And, you know, there's also a great movie called I Think. You know, I had the producer on that show several months ago. And, you know, it's really similar to The Secret. But basically, it helps someone get in touch with, you know, their own strength and take responsibility for their choices and lives and self-empowerment. But, look, you can't force that to somebody if they're not open enough to receive it. So what I'm saying is if you love this person, you just kind of probably need to love this person for who she is and allow her to be who she is and allow her own truth and growth in life. And you keep practicing your spiritual practices. And sometimes what happens is that some people grow apart because their you know, orientation to life is so different. So they go in different directions. And unfortunately, this happens. But if you really love her, you don't have to change her. You don't have to control her. You can love her for who she is. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, being into the physical and wanting to look good, because she's most of the women who are with a guy, they want to look good for the guy. But the thing is I hear what you're saying about the fact that you want to be more, you know, someone who's a little more spiritual and on your plane in thought. And I appreciate that. And you either accept someone for who they are if they don't want to change and love them and continue to grow yourself. Just continue to grow yourself. And if you find yourself resenting this person more and more for not getting on the same page as you, then you kind of need to really take a look at, down the line, how is this relationship going to last if you're, you know, all the way somewhere else spiritually and she's quite to the left in her, you know, belief systems of just materialism? I mean, materialism's fun and great, and, you know, the law of attraction says you can get a lot of goodies, you know, and you do deserve to enjoy the abundance in life. But it's also a lot of deep spiritual kind of being in touch with your own self, like I like I said to Anthony, it's finding out, getting in touch with you and who you are. So that's
wow. Kinda, thank you, Doc. You definitely do know, Doc. You just put things into perspective in a way I haven't thought about it. You know, I really appreciate that, and yeah. I'm going to keep listening to your shows every Friday. And you know, I just I will definitely do that. You know, I'm going to. So I guess the answer is, you know, yes, you say focus on myself a little bit more, and
yes,
keep focusing on the things that make me happy and bring me joy, and you
yep.
know,
yep.
I'll obviously continue to invite her to
yes.
you know, meditate with me and yep. do things that I know are good for my well-being. But
right.
if she doesn't want to partake in that, then that's her choice, and I can't do anything about it.
That's right.
And I just got to focus on my own well-being, then, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what you got to do. And again,
I'm just afraid of losing it, Doc. You know, I'm afraid that we're gonna, you know, we're gonna be on different vibes. You know,
yeah, like I do know what you're saying.
Patterns, and I don't want to.
I do know.
You know. I just, you know, it's been a long time. We've been together. We built this life, and
yeah,
it's a lot of emotion, Doc. You know.
Well, look, we all change. We all go through changes, and we all grow, and you know, take our life journeys in different directions, and that's cool too. And perhaps from time to time you can share what you've learned and not criticize her, but share and, like I said, have her watch What the Bleep movie with you. Have her watch The Secret with you. Share some of the information you've learned, and just if she's ready to come around to it without forcing her, that's awesome. But, you know, again, we can love people for who they are and what they have brought to our relationship and our hearts, but... you know, we can't force them to do anything if they don't really vibe to it. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. I really appreciate it, Doc. Thank you so much for all your help.
Oh, you're so welcome. And it's Jerome, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling, Jerome. You sound like such a cool guy. And it's great to have you here on the couch with me. And I really wish you good luck with this relationship. You sound like such a good man. And be gentle on your girl. Don't criticize her. Just, you know, be gentle and love her, and just observe and see how you guys are changing throughout, you know, time together.
Yeah, no, you're right, Doc. You're right. And I think I gotta learn how to, you know, detach a little bit and not be so emotionally dependent upon you know, being with her and seeing her and spending time with her. And you know, I gotta focus on my own inner wellness.
Yeah.
Before I, you know, give, you know, so I gotta do a little work and maybe reverse the roles a little bit instead of focusing on making her happy and doing everything I can to wake her up. You know, I just focus on myself and do what I gotta do to make me happy and keep me alive and, you know, laughing.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Enjoy. Have some friends that you also. And are you like members of like a group that you meditate with, or do you you know, join with people who are of like minded? You know, on your teachings.
You know, I do sometimes. You know, I do these groups and stuff. Couple meditation groups that I do join. You know, I go to some of these meditation festivals.
Good.
And,
good.
You know, but you know, she'll come with me, but. It's more just to, you know, hang out with me and go there. It's not because she's actually interested in herself, you know.
Well, maybe she'll get a little something from it, you know. There's
definitely.
This amazing group of people who put on these, you know, like enlightening kind of gatherings. There's one in there's one in London that happens, but it's not that easy to fly. But we're lucky enough. Are you in Southern California here?
Yeah, yes,
cool.
I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, cool. There's one that's, you know, like every 4 months, I think, put on by a group called Universal Consciousness 1111. Go on that website, okay? Universal Consciousness 1111.com. I think that's what it's called.
I will.
Or Google it.
I will.
And see these events that they put on and bring her to some of these events, because there's so many things. There's yoga, there's you know, like masters of changing thought, there's tai chi, there's, you know, spiritual. There, it's just such a great gathering, so you might want to check out one of these events coming to LA. I think the next one's probably going to be, you know, after February. But look for it. Go on the website, check it out, and it's just something you both can do together. And you know, she can enjoy as well. I think she could enjoy it too. You know?
Wow! I definitely will do that, Doc. You said it's a universal consciousness 1111.
That's it.
That's what you said.
That's the one. Check it out.
That,
I love those people. I love those people. They're so cool, and they just offer something for everybody. You know, it's always there's great
so
healthy food. They've got great, you know, empowering. They've got massage, you know, specialists. They've got body healers, things like that. So, Jerome, thank you so much for calling here on the couch. I so appreciate it.
Wow, Doc, I truly can't thank you enough for all your help. You helped me out more than you could ever imagine. Excuse my dog in the background. I just want to say thank you so much. I really do appreciate you and everything that you do. And, you know, you help so many people, Doc. You just help. You're amazing. And I really appreciate you. And thank you so much. And you just have a wonderful day. And and God bless you. God bless everyone at LA Talk Radio. And keep doing what you do best, Doc. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome, for calling, and blessings to you. You'll work it out. It's going to be okay.
yes, we will. Amen to that, Doc. Amen to that.
All right. Take good care.
Thank you again. Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, Jerome. What an awesome guy. Wow. I forgot to ask him how old he is. It's really nice to hear someone who's so enlightened, you know, and sometimes we change and our partners don't change. And that's okay. As we go on in the relationship, we learn to look at the contrasts. And that's okay, too. It's about life's journey. I know that sounds kind of trite, but it's reality. You know, it really is. So this is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me today. And what we're doing is we're answering a lot of your questions out there. A lot of you listeners wrote me on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And also, I encourage you to call in if you'd like to do so. I'm here. And just like Jerome, I just wanted to get a little bit of advice and suggestions. Don't forget, we don't have a therapeutic relationship. But you know what? I'm here to help and give you some suggestions, make you feel better. All right. I'm reading some of your emails that you wrote. May have already contacted you, who I'm going to put on the air in terms of reading your stuff. So here we go. We're going to continue on. And this is from Kelly. And it's a girl, because she says, how can I tell if a guy who I'm starting to date just wants to have sex with me? You know, I hear this a lot, too, in my practice from a lot of single girls. Not so much from guys. I wonder why. But she says, it seems like I have a lot of bad luck and always pick guys who just want to hit it and quit it. I'm tired of meeting these creeps, so how can I spot them? Well, it's hard to spot them online. That's number one. I don't know how you're meeting folks. If you're meeting them in person at bars or whatever, it's a little better because you can pick up... I'm not saying it's better to meet guys at bars, but what I'm saying is it's better because you can pick up actual live cues, body language, eye contact, you know, see if they're really drunk and hitting on you. I mean, that's the in-person thing. Online, it's really difficult because it's a PR campaign. Everybody makes themselves look really good. A lot of people have professional headshots, and they come off really, really well. And don't forget all the hot selfies and all the friends we all appear to have. So it's really hard to determine who someone is online, but you got to go for it if you want to start dating. It's the thing to do these days. But there's a lot of guys out there, I'm just telling you, Kelly, who will appear to be interested in you sometimes. And it's probably you're an awesome lady. You sound like you're a cool lady. You've been dating. But I understand you want to tell the difference between the guys who really want to get to know you and have a relationship. See, I can't even say that word. It's so scary. Relationship. And distinguish the guys who really are cool and want to find someone serious from the crafty ones who just want to, you know, like you said, hit it and quit it. Okay? So here's some signs. I'm just jotting some things down as I'm talking here. Here's some signs you might look for when you first meet somebody. Let's just say you've met them online or you met them in person, and you're going to have you're just getting some light conversation, just getting a feel for them, see how they roll, see how they feel. But here are some things to spot and just take note of that might not be so good. So if you're with a guy and you're getting to know them and they don't really ask many questions about you, you might want to pop that up as a red flag. One of my clients told me years ago that they went out with a guy on a first date. And one of his first questions was, "What's the wildest thing you've ever done in bed?" She said, "Bye-bye." Also, something else to spot is if he's way all over you too soon. Like you're sitting there, you get to talk to each other, and he's reaching out, and he's, you know, kind of doing a lot of touching cues, and he's all over you. You know what I'm talking about, right, Kelly? He's suggesting how beautiful and hot you are. And it's like, woo, give me a little space here. Also, if you're with a guy and you're in a bar or something or in a restaurant and he keeps the drinks coming, he keeps kind of insisting, "Hey, come on, have another drink." He needs to respect your need to say, "Nah, kind of a lot of slow down." And I would suggest you just kind of slow down a little bit if you're meeting somebody first couple of times. And you want a meaningful relationship. Can't really have a meaningful relationship and get to know somebody if you're a little bombed. Also, something else is if you start dating someone and he's always calling at the last minute, said, "What you doing? What's up?" And he tries to get you over to his place as soon as possible, especially on the weekdays. Not on the weekends, by the way. Okay. Also, if you're with a guy and he comes on a little hot and heavy and you're not into it and he doesn't respect the no the first time you say it, if you have to say no, no, again and again, just move on. It's flattering because he wants to reach out and have sex with you, but that, you know, you just got to kind of feel that one out. You got to think about that. Also, there's a whole thing here in Los Angeles that I hear. Because it's such a spread out city. It's a huge city. It encompasses hundreds of miles. And we're sitting on the freeways all the time. There's a lot of guys that won't make an effort to travel to see you. And I know we have geographically undesirable people. For sure. You know, it's hell to be on a freeway for 2 hours just for a, you know, 2 hour dinner date. But, you know, if someone won't make the effort to travel out of their way to see you, if it's a reasonable amount of time and distance, then that's kind of, they just want to be lazy. They don't want to pursue you too hard. Okay? I mean, we do spend a lot of time on the freeways here. That's true. Also, if he won't make any original or special plans, he doesn't try to create and, you know, have a nice relationship, exciting beginning and make it fun. I mean, you have to do that too. You just don't kind of sit there like a blob and wait for him to bring it on. You got to come up with some ideas too. But another thing is if there's a guy with you and he's looking around the room as you're talking or over your shoulder and looking at other women, bye-bye. Also, if there's a guy who makes no attempt to share some stuff or just a little bit of personal stuff, he doesn't have to dump all of his weird stuff on you. "Oh, these are my problems. My life was horrible growing up." No, that's scary. Go the other way on that one, too. But if someone makes no attempt to have a deeper, meaningful conversation and they're avoiding, then you kind of know where they're coming from, too. And a lot of times, many guys who are the cutest and most charming, we want to trust them and we want to have fun and we feel really flattered and all that. But, you know, you got to just think of some of these things that I suggested to you to, you know, as heads up, you know, in order to just make yourself realize that you might be getting into the wrong thing with the wrong person. I think it's really important to do that because we all have to have, you know, boundaries with people. But also you need to take some chances and be a little open. And, you know, I think one of the most common things that I tell people is when they're meeting people finally after either chatting online a lot, just sort of getting to know each other, tweeting a little bit, and then you finally have that date. whatever it is, the coffee date, the drink date, whatever it is. You know, just to be yourself. I know it's hard because on these first dates, second dates, third dates, we're starting to get to know somebody. We feel like we're on a job interview. We all do, I've heard. But it is kind of, I mean, it's like getting to know someone. Sure, they're going to check you out and ask questions. It's all the process of getting to know someone, and that's normal. But just try to be you. You be you is what I always say, because you kind of just have to, you know, not be someone you're not, because as the relationship, if it gets better and you get to know each other better, moves down the line, then you're going to have to change to who you really are. You can't go through a relationship faking it, trying to be that special person who's all fun and excited and happy all the time. No, that's a drag. You be you, baby. All right. I hope I helped you out, Callie, with some of those answers. And I thank you guys so much for emailing me today at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I hope I covered some of your issues, you know, about self-talking, picking yourself up, getting a little less depressed, and how to talk to your partner about wanting and having better sex, and things like that. So thanks so much for calling me also. I really appreciate you calling me, Jerome, on the line to talk about, you know, the differences between you and your girlfriend and how to work through those. We can always work through things. Everything is always working out for you, even if it's bad, because it's part of the journey. And as I always say, be good to yourself first. Know who you are. Be okay with yourself. Change yourself if you don't like some of the things you do that may hurt other people. Because then you'll be good for others. That's the way it works in the world. Thanks, guys, so much for listening here on LA Talk Radio, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me. I'll be back next week. Got a really great author coming up, Mark Rubenstein. We're talking about some of that stuff going on out there in the streets with police and the mentally ill. And also, what really is someone who is a psychotic, angry, dangerous person? Happy talk, huh? Bye bye, guys. Seeing flashing red.